today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Welcome back. This is the second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you of the network, two websites, two phone apps, and then, of course, 97.7 FM WCHY out of Sheboygan. The show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Repeats every 3 hours on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the free one, open it up, and then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. You can listen on that app. The show repeats every 3 hours. Back on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, is also podcast. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, and then you can pick each half hour that you want to listen to. So, for example, if you want to hear the conversation with Dr. Jeff every Wednesday, it would be hour one, segment one. Or Ian Murphy on Tuesdays. He's hour two, the first half hour. So depending on the interviews, Missy, she comes on for My Pure Health Solutions. She's on with us Mondays from 10 to 10:30. So greatly appreciate you guys checking out the website. Tell your friends and family about it. Not everybody's available to listen live 9 to noon. Well, the show also, today's show, we'll rebroadcast tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. So if you're getting up, getting ready for work, check out the radio station, and you can hear today's show tomorrow morning early before we're back here live. Now, an interesting kind of football-related story heading into Monday night, the national championship game. University of Michigan undefeated, going up against the University of Washington, the Huskies. They, too, are also undefeated. And the interesting twist, they're leaving the Pac-10 and going to be joining the Big Ten. So they'll be in the conference next year. Kind of interesting how that's playing out. But the West Coast versus the Big Ten is this coming Monday. I believe the game starts at 7:30. So be sure to record it if you're going to be attending the Constitution training there at the Sheboygan County Commissioner's Room. Chris Ant Hall's video presentation on the Constitution continues. That starts at 6:30. 7 o'clock, the Antrim County Conservative Union is meeting over at Torch Lake Township Hall. We will be there kicking off the year. But record the game, fast forward through the commercials. Going to be a great game. Well, there was a story that got political reactions. MERS News Service came up with this one. The current U.S. Congresswoman, Elisa Slotkin, she's a Democrat from Holly, tweeted before Monday's Rose Bowl game, "It's a widely understood rule that if you're a Michigan State fan, like I am, you sure as heck root for Michigan in the friggin' Rose Bowl. Go Blue." Slotkin actually received her Bachelor's of Arts from Cornell University, and she has a Master of International Affairs from Columbia. She represents the 7th Congressional District, which is actually home to Michigan State University there in East Lansing. Prior to that, she attended an exclusive private school in Oakland County called Cranbrook. While some Michigan State fans found themselves rooting for their Big Ten rivals to advance to the national championship game, the feeling was not universal. And it opened her up to criticism from some Republicans trying to flag the U.S. Senate candidate for allegedly pandering. Dan Holohan, he is the chair of the 7th Congressional District Republicans, said, quote, "Obviously, you haven't been out of Cranbrook very much. Every state fan's two favorite teams are Michigan State and whomever beats Michigan." It goes back all the way back to when the University of Michigan tried to actually keep Michigan State University out of the Big Ten. I did not know that. Don't know anything about that history, but evidently Dan does. And he says that the Democrat is pandering to folks heading into the upcoming U.S. Senate election. Well, the tweet was liked 630 times, commented on 195 times as late as 9 p.m. The vast majority of the comments were from state fans taking exception to the tweet. Well, her spokesperson, Austin Cook, was asked if Slotkin had received any negative feedback personally from the tweet. And he said, honestly, none. Perhaps it's a great example of the fact that Twitter is not necessarily real life, end quote, said her spokesperson. Well, regardless, Governor Gretchen Whitmer got involved in the case. State fans were rooting for the Wolverines or not. University of Michigan won the game 27-20. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Spartan alum whose daughters attended the University of Michigan, posted a tribute to the football team after its first ever semifinal win. They played the University of Washington Monday for the national championship. Governor got involved, a little pandering. I'm proud to present this incredible team a tribute on behalf of the entire state of Michigan. They've been undefeated all season long, becoming the only college football program in history to earn 1,000 wins. And on Monday, I'm confident that they will get one more. Go Blue. So even the politicians are getting involved in this game. And it's pretty interesting the way they won it. Overtime. Instead of going for 2 points to win it in regulations like what the Lions tried to do this past Saturday, they kicked the extra point, pushed it into overtime, and won it in overtime. And it was actually their defense that stopped Alabama from scoring a touchdown. And that's why they won 27-20. It was a great game. Washington clung on to win over Texas. It's kind of interesting. Matthew Conaughey, he was a University of Texas alum. He was on the sidelines interacting with the ESPN 2 commentators on the sideline. And had himself tinkered around politics there in the state of Texas. So I guess it's not uncommon for politicians to get involved in this sports battle. So looking forward to the game on Monday, absolutely. One of the things that we're going to talk about, we're going to start this story right now, these election laws. I got a couple of text messages yesterday. Some of you have received these mailings talking about early voting, 9 days of early voting for our elections. Well, some townships, some of the municipalities are actually picking a place that perhaps you're not normally accustomed to voting at. We've seen kind of an interesting take. Curtis Gunsmithing, longtime sponsor, Tom and Karen Curtis, sent me a notice that they've got yesterday. And it was kind of interesting the way that this was presented as a new location. Big, bright, red, bold header at the top, Emmett County Public Notice, establishment of early voting site to all qualified electors in Emmett County. Notice is hereby given by a resolution of the Emmett County Election Commission under authority granted by Public Act 81 of 2023 that the location of early voting site for all federal and statewide election dates will be the following. VFW Post 2051, 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Voting public in Emmett County shall have the right to mark a ballot and deposit the ballot in a tabulator beginning the second Saturday before an election and ending Sunday before the election. Early voting will be available at the early voting site. Again, that's the VFW Post there in Harbor Springs, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call the Emmett County Clerk, 231-348-1744. Kind of interesting. Early voting site, one location, VFW Post, Conway Road in Harbor Springs. This is for Emmett County residents. What's happening in your area? What's happening in your county? I haven't seen anything like this yet here in Antrim, but maybe this is a way they found that they perhaps don't have to pay, and the VFW Post is offering it as a public service. Not really sure. We'll pull up that story after this break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan. Unlimited access and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this hump day Wednesday of hour number one. Final segment of the first hour, not the show. Trying to move things along a little bit there, are you, Randy? I got a text from our beef farmer, Cliff Tolini, over at Tolini Farms. He said, U of M would never have been able to beat the Alabama team we played in the finals there in 2012. U of M alum are a special kind of breed. That's all I'm going to say. Go green. Absolutely. Cliff, are you a Spartan? I didn't know that about you. Because I've been a Spartan and went to Lyman Briggs College there at the Michigan State University. People don't know that they have colleges set up for different degrees. And Lyman Briggs was the pre-professionals, pre-law, pre-dental, pre-medical. I was in there for the pre-med part of the program. And pretty interesting, the rivalry between Michigan State and Michigan. Say it's going to be interesting when Jim Harbaugh, the current coach, Jim Harbaugh, leaves U of M after Monday night's game. A lot of people don't know and aren't aware of the fact that he actually has hired an agent for the National Football League. Kind of interesting. He's possibly going to leave U of M, anticipating winning the national championship, going out on a positive. He's going to leave because he's had it with the NCAA. They don't like him the way they've treated him this year. And the NFL needs some more coaches capable of leading teams that have losing records. Perhaps it's time for the coach out there in Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks, time for him to retire. Rumors that Bill Belichick is possibly retiring from the New England Patriots. He's being courted by the LA Rams. So there's all kinds of things going to happen with coaching. But you heard it here first. I'm predicting Jim Harbaugh is going to leave University of Michigan after the game on Monday night. Perhaps the next day, Tuesday, there'll be some kind of an announcement. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. Got another text message. It's the players, not the coach. The team has withstood him not being there for six games this year. They won without him. I kind of agree with that statement. I think they, the players, are the ones leading this winning effort. And how much does Harbaugh actually have to do with it? Well, if you miss six games and they continue to be undefeated, do they really need him? Or maybe is it the other coaches on the team? Defense, offensive coordinators, linebackers, quarterback coach, things like that. Maybe they're actually running the team. So, going to be an interesting game, that's for sure. Let's see. Sherry LaFave over in Onaway, the Lions game is big news, though. Lots of stuff happening about that steal of a game. Well, the officiating crew, Brad Allen, looks like they have been downgraded and will not be officiating any of the postseason playoff games. And it's interesting how the NFL is coming out now and blaming the Lions, claiming that their tactics that they were using in trying to confuse the Dallas Cowboys, well, it actually backfired and it confused Brad Allen. They even put a video out. I posted it on my X account, Twitter post yesterday, late last night. They now claim that the NFL rules say that a player, a lineman coming on the field, reporting as being an eligible receiver, must be waving his hands up and down in front of his chest as a hand signal in case the crowd noise is so loud he can't hear him reporting in for eligibility, must go directly to the head referee, moving his hands in front of his chest up and down in a flagging type motion, and saying to the head referee, reporting as eligible. Then the head referee must notify the defensive captain and announce it to the stadium. I got a question for you guys. I didn't hear Brad Allen say anything over the PA system. Did you? Number 70 reporting in as eligible. Or number 68. I don't remember it, honestly, in the heat of the moment. Do you guys remember Brad Allen, the referee with the white cap? I saw him go over and talk to the defensive captain of the Dallas Cowboys, but did he make an announcement to the stadium? Text me a Y if he, yes, he did, or N, no, you didn't hear it announced either. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your